Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hello, and welcome back to the Masked Singer Wrap-Ups podcast. It is a Thanksgiving edition of the Masked Singer episode 9. So it is a Thanksgiving edition of the Masked Singer Wrap-Ups podcast today. We're going to talk all about Group C, what last two contestants made it onto the Super 6, which is going to be next week, and everything in between. I am very excited to talk about it all. I am your host, Puya, the Dinner Rolls, Zan Vakili. And of course, as always, I am not on my own. I have my partner in crime right here with me, ready to talk about all the shenanigans. It's Liana, the mac and cheese, Boris. Liana, how are you doing today?
Oh, I was trying to guess what food I was going to be. I was hoping for cranberry juice because I'm drinking some cranberry juice right now. I know. Yeah. I also had pumpkin pie earlier. I was hoping for that one as well, but I'll take mac and cheese.
I mean, you've got to be something that I would like. So I couldn't, in good conscience, name you either of those
things. Yeah, I mean, I'll be macaroni in a pot.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese. Mac and cheese in a pot.
Don't make it dirty. Don't take it to the vine and to the WAP. Stop it. No, okay? Why'd you do that?
I thought you were also going to call me Viral Superstar. Just like they introed Viral Superstar Dr. Elvis getting eliminated last week.
Yes, I saw someone on one of the things I read mentioned that they thought, well, wasn't he famous for COVID singing and also the Masked Singer After Show? Therefore, shouldn't the credit be given more so? And no, I think in the case of what came first, the viral sensation or the Masked Singer, I think the Masked Singer came first.
Was he viral before the Masked Singer? Like, did that video get released before he was on After the Mask? Because
he was not viral before the virus.
I know that.
He
but
has
I think-
like. Yeah, go ahead.
Did he sing the Imagine cover before he was on After the Mask? Because is that why they had him on?
Well, no. So maybe I don't remember because I remember we didn't also watch all of them. The Imagine cover was 8 months ago. So the Imagine cover was put out March 25th.
Okay, so I think that was before the After the Mask. So yeah, so I guess he got famous. Okay, fine. Well, but still, whatever.
I mean, I would just like to say that he's got double the views on that video since the reveal this past week. So
good for him.
Yeah, he's more viral now, perhaps, but it doesn't matter. Good for him. He was on Ellen. He had his own YouTube thing going on. He's bringing joy to the nation. As long as people are happy hearing him and new people that fell in love with the serpent will not follow him, that works out for me and I'm happy and we can move on. Liana, what about the Masked Singer show are you thankful for?
Obviously I'm thankful for all of the Ken gimmicks, because without Barry the turkey this week, how would I have survived Thanksgiving?
It's a real candemic we're dealing with.
That's its own separate issue. The Masked Singer has been diagnosed with a candemic. Candemic spreading across the Masked Singer. I like how Jay Farrow was like, has this show gotten weirder since I left?
Yes.
I was like, yes, it has. But we love it. So
yeah, I love Jay Farrow. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I've enjoyed his material for a long, long time. It's starting to get played out a little bit just because I'm like, well, I've heard you do this several times and I know you're like, I know he's there to do the impressions, but I also know he's got more going on. But no, I loved having him there. What were your thoughts on seeing Jay back again?
Yeah, I you know, he was on the So I Think I Can See Your Voice, so it makes sense that he would come here to do the
Are you singer. Secretly watching that show and just not telling me because I'll shame you?
No.
How do you know every week who's been on the show then?
Okay, he was on the show in like week one, okay?
We share the same Hulu account, and I have noticed that So I Think I Can See Your Voice is like number one on our keep watching.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, we'll move on, but I've got, you're acting very suspect about this.
Very sus. Yeah. The also the other line of daddy, if I wear this, Ken to Nick, I thought you might like that.
Oh, yeah. I nearly back pulled the audio on that. It was one of the two audios I was going to pull. And then I was like, we already have.
Daddy, don't eat it. Daddy, don't eat it. Daddy.
We don't need, I don't need a daddy edition of a sound, my soundboard with just Ken saying daddy. So, yeah.
Yeah. Let's break bread, daddy. Break my bread, daddy.
No, move on. Okay, so I don't know where to go. I fumbled. You take the ball. You run with the ball.
Okay. What did you think about, don't you normally talk about Nick's outfit? Where are the men in black, by the way? Because we keep getting those wolf things like 3 weeks in a row now coming out to escort Nick.
Nick looked like your favorite pair of curtains in college. It's like bedazzled, weird pattern, and like ultimately it's keeping the sun out. I didn't really care much for it, but it's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where the men in black are. I don't know if I prefer. That's probably one of the elements of, yes, the show has gotten weirder when now it's these weird dancers that are escorting him out and not just the men in black suits. So I don't have much of an opinion there anymore because I feel like the shock factor of what are these animal dancer people has moved, has been like gone because I've just been normalized now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm cool with it. I mean, it's a little weird because I miss the men in black. I can't believe I'm going to say that, but that's,
yeah,
I just don't get why they're wolves. Like, are they wolves? Is there a reason? Like, is Nick the wolf? I don't know. I just worry that if there's a wolf, they used up all the backup dancer outfits.
I don't know. I feel like if you're missing the men in black members, I mean, I can tell you with full confidence that you will see them several times dancing with Nick. Yeah,
so you'll definitely okay. Not social distancing.
Yeah, you'll get your fill there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Group performance, baby.
Yeah. What was your thought on this?
Yeah. So obviously we're back to the structure of, all right, so we only have three performers. So we're going to do a SmackDown in the episode, but we're also going to do a group performance, which I think this one, for being maybe the weakest group of singers overall, I thought this group performance was particularly good. There's something about the three different vocals that just mesh well together. So I really liked the I Want You Back by the Jackson 5 version.
Yeah. I thought ultimately they did well. I didn't find any parts where I was like, oh, this is awkward. It didn't work. It was fine. I did see the clues in the back, toes and knees. Tony Oscar moment with the jellyfish, which they talked about. But yeah, it was fine. I was excited to move on, to be honest, because I like when there's more performers left because we get less of the group stuff and more of the individual stuff. So yeah,
I don't mind the thankful. Group. I don't mind the group performances.
You also like the sing along, so it's like,
I do like the sing along. What taste do I have?
Yeah, and we're getting one. We're getting
one. I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah, get your stuff ready. Your questions ready for that episode because we're not going to have a lot to talk about. If you have any personal questions,
I'm gonna sing along. We'll fleet the whole thing.
Let's not fleet the whole thing, maybe.
Fleets, baby, fleets. Mass singer fleets.
Okay, so. Yeah, I'm just going to move on. Let's just right away talk about the jellyfish.
Okay.
Shall we? So the jellyfish comes out first nervous. They were told to bring in a special member of their family or friends that they are thankful for. So the jellyfish's person was their sister, and the sister rolls out with a fidget spinner, and there's like a tic-tac-toe clue on the left of the desk that the calculator's sitting at. The calculator's face is reading 57714, which I haven't looked at a T9 yet to see what the letters would spell out potentially. There's a golden staple, and then there's your number one, which was emphasized by the calculator sister. Those are the clues that I jotted down.
Okay, so first of all, for the calculator, if you flip it upside down, it spells hills. not boobies, hills.
Nice.
So I think that if we're going based on what we determined last time, because we still have our Olympic medalist. I'm convinced it's the jelly. I mean, to be honest, though, I have no idea who the mushroom is, so it could be the mushroom. But just based on all the clues, I'm like really feeling the jellyfish for our Olympian. And I think we came to the conclusion that it could be Chloe Kim, who is a snowboarder.
Yes. So, and hills and snowboarding.
Hills, snowboarding. Also, she loves to do karaoke, which was pictured in this clue package. She is on TikTok. So TikTok-toe. The fidget spinner, I don't know.
Tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe. TikTok-toe. TikTok.
I don't know about that one.
They said TikTok also in the clue package. They said the words TikTok.
Oh, okay. Then there you go.
So I don't know if we're stretching here. The other thing is the nail file is also an emery board. So it's a board, a snowboard and snowboarding. The gold staple. Look, I don't know, because lost on the mushroom. I like need to cling on to someone that I feel like could be correct. Fidget spinner because she's young. I don't know.
I mean, if anything, a fidget spinner can do multiple spins like a 720 or like a whatever, you know,
that kind of.
I think what I'm hearing is that I think we're both thinking that this is the snowboarder Chloe Kim. And by the explanations you're putting out there, the clues add up and make sense. But I can tell you're like, so if this is her, how is this clue going to fit?
Yep.
Emery board and snowboard is the wildest transition.
Yes, I am absolutely force fitting it. But if the fidget spinner fits. That's really all I have to go off of. She does have a sister. So Massinger super fan sister, all that stuff. The message in the bottle clue that we got when she was on the stage was that if you find this, you'll know I've never performed quite on a stage like this before, or something like that, indicating that, okay, so she's performed or whatever. Right. Like she's been in the public eye on stages, but not, you know, singing potentially. Yes. So I stand by the guess of Chloe Kim at this moment, and very little will convince me that it's someone else because I will force fit every clue to be Chloe Kim.
I mean, if it's not, I have nowhere else to go. Similar to somebody else that we're going to talk about later, which I'm there now. I'm at that island.
That's definitely the other issue, is that if it's not her, I'm like, I don't know. I think I said Shawn Johnson at one point in time. So I guess I would go back.
Shawn Johnson.
Yeah, she was my first Olympian guess. She's done Dancing with the Stars, which is a requirement for me. Although I'm learning that like less of these people have done Dancing with the Stars. So it's like struggle bus. But anyway, so that is my guess. Chloe Kim. That's how I think these clues fit. And that's what I'm sticking with.
Well, let's talk about this performance, because I thought this was the perfect way to start out the episode with, a perfect song to start it off. Mm-hmm. It was Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa. I love this song. I absolutely loved the neon club vibes in the background with the Glowgella and the Magic Carpet Club. I loved all of that. And I don't know what they were. And we can talk about it, but I kind of strangely like them. It's one of those things where I know I'm probably going to be the only person that liked them, but the weird large statues who we only saw the groins of, I was into.
Okay, so first of all, before we talk about those, because I've got a lot of feelings. So yes, I think that the song choice and the ambiance of the performance all fit the costume and fit the song. Like that was just, I think, a perfect fit. The pink backup dancers I thought were cute, very much like neon black light in the club. We're young, we're partying, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. I could not take my eyes off of those giant dancing statues with the Anubis heads just like chilling at the front of the stage. Unfortunately, I had to watch this performance twice because I was like, okay, Liana, stop focusing on the big statues, because I kept trying. I was like, where are they? What do they look like? Why do they have glowy crotches? Like, what is going on? I finally had to pause, and it was like, okay, so it's not on the crotch that's red. It's like the upper hip. but like inner thigh region ish, that has this like red glowy part. And then they're voguing for some reason. It was very, very odd. What, like my notes was just like, what are those?
Yeah. My note says, what are the large dancers with the glowing pelvises?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they were, but I was feeling them. For some reason, it just spoke to me. It was art. And I was like, I'm into this art. It's good art.
The thing was, is that you're right. We could only see really from the crotch down.
Yeah.
When they, like, there was one or two shots when we actually got to see the full, like the full thing. So then that makes me wonder, like, well, why? Like, yeah, I made fun of the centaurs last week, but at least you could see the whole centaur.
Yeah. I mean, show me all of it, right? Head to toe. I feel like there's probably one or two frames where if we pause it, we'll see it. But like, I need to see the face of this thing. I don't know.
There was one where they were like doing the Macarena and then they panned down to the jellyfish performing. That was super cool. Again, look, I'm all in on these animation things. I love seeing what they come up with, but it was very Vogue. It was like they're moving from the waist up. So then that way they don't have to worry about the interactions with the lower levels. Because as we know, the wacky inflatable men, there were some issues when the animation overlapped the real people.
Yeah. No, I was big into this whole vibe with the song. Because even the performance was standout. I loved it. Jellyfish is great. I'm worried.
Sorry, I'm watching them now. Like, they're so... What are they? They've got, like, leather pants on.
Nobody knows. It's a mystery to us all.
Oh, my God. It's... Yeah, seriously. It's like... what's the movie? I don't know. Whatever. Sorry, continue.
Sick reference, bro. Sick reference.
Yeah, I know. Like, that movie, you know?
Nailed it. Yeah, I just thought...
Blade Runner. Was... Like, something out of Blade Runner. Okay, continue.
All right, the reference is not as sick now that I know what you were going to say.
How dare you?
No, I mean, I just thought this was the best way to set the show on fire right out the gate. I think that the jellyfish is going to be fun to see and root for. But I am nervous because let's talk about this right now real quick. So next week, we're going to go down from 6 to 3 in one episode.
I'm trying to take my hoodie off.
Oh, my
days. It's very hot.
I will continue speaking.
Okay.
So they're going to go down from 6 to 3. I'm nervous because remember how when we were like, we're going to lose one of the crocodile, the serpent, or the seahorse? Now we're going to lose 3 arguably amazing singers because I do not think there is a single weak singer in the 6. They're all phenomenal singers. One of them is a phenomenal singer, but like also razzle dazzly. So it's very interesting to me what's going to happen. And we're going to have
our predictions
hearts
at the end, because I want to talk about the mushroom first.
Oh, hell yeah. We can do after we're done everything at the very end, we'll do a prediction of which 3 are going to make it to the finals.
OK, yeah, I like that. Other thing I need to mention before we move on is when they were bringing out the message in the bottle or whatever. Was it like up that weird turkey's butt? Or why was that turkey? Did you see that like animated turkey?
Oh, I did. Oh, I did. Yeah, here is the turkey.
All right, that's a real turkey.
I don't know what this music was. I don't know why it had to be with a turkey. It was like literally like, oh, we need it to be Thanksgiving themed. What can we do? Okay, Ken, you wear a turkey onto the stage. Okay, cool. And then, yeah, it'll be like a side dish on the turkey, like, but on top of the turkey. I don't know.
No, but the animated one, like the one that popped up on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Like that was like dancing? Twirling. Yeah. I remember
that's
that.
The one I was talking about. It's terrifying.
I mean, I wasn't focused on where the clue was in the animation, but I can hear your concerns and I do not have an answer for your concerns.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sound, yeah, you're okay with that? You're fine with that? Yeah. I'm very nervous about next week. Okay, so we get to the judges. We heard the jellyfish, like, turkey song, whatever. And the clue was, if you find this, you know, I've never performed on a stage quite like this. We know what that means. Nicole went with Charlie XCX. Robin Thicke and Jay went with Kylie, which Robin Thicke sounded like he wasn't going that way. And I felt like he was about to nail it. And then he just settled on Kylie. You know what I mean? Like, based on what he was saying, it sounded like he was figuring it out.
Okay, here's my guess. Okay. Sorry, I'm drinking cranberry juice. Okay. So here's what I think happened. So he probably, because Jay, I think, was like, oh, but, you know, the Kardashians. Wait, where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. Okay. So I think that probably what happened was he was like, oh, yeah, Kylie, haha, like, I get it. But then he probably gave his real guess afterwards. Like, he went back and he probably finished the logic that he was going on, but they just cut it from the show. Cause we know that they give guesses on guesses on guesses, and then the show edits it together. So that I hope that he was allowed to continue his train of thought without being sidetracked back to his original guess, because I mean, he's definitely the best one.
Yeah, it's not even close, I think. I think, actually, you know what, maybe on his heels is Jenny McCarthy. But again, she always has to go with the hipster picks, which I don't appreciate. But that's fine.
Like, either she's right on the money for something weird, or she's way off, which makes me feel like something shady is going on.
Yeah. Shady is putting it lightly.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then, let's see, Michaela Maroney was the Jenny McCarthy pick, for those of you who wanted to know. Then Jay Farrow does his Kevin Hart impression, very much on the money. He always nails that one. He had a couple of new ones actually here that I was surprised to hear. His Will Smith was really good, and his The Rock one was actually pretty decent.
I thought the Will Smith one was better. The Will Smith one, for a second, I had to look back because I was taking notes, and I had to look back over and be like, oh, it's not Will Smith.
Yeah, and like the thing is with Will Smith, he's not a voice that I would think, oh, I know, like. I didn't recognize his voice, but I totally did. So that was actually good stuff. Liana, are you full?
No.
All right. Well, then you should have mushroom left for the mushroom. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So here comes the mushroom. Now. So the mushroom had a blast throwing the panel off their scent. And we're grateful to have this kind of fun on stage again, keyword again, I think. Only one friend knows I'm here. And it was like this like secret agent person, I guess. And there was a doll. There was a red telephone. There was a top secret file thing. In high school, Mushroom was class president. And then the letters KIT or KIT were highlighted on that one file. And then there was a bull. There was a wrestling ring. And then there was a cowboy hat on the water cooler in the background. So these are all the notes. Okay. Before I even start talking, I would like to say that I'm now 99 after the two performances, I'm like 99.9% sure that this isn't Pharrell Williams and I've been led down the wrong path.
Yeah. Well, same, because I was like, and I've also been listening to more Todrick Hall to just like remember what his voice sounds like. And as soon as the mushroom started singing, I was like, yeah, it's not Todrick Hall. Like, God damn it.
Square one. Back to square one.
To square one. Oh my God. I was so convinced too. So for me, from the clues, the one that I thought, well, you know, it was interesting because from the clue package, there was that hat and the on the water jug. And I was like, oh, Pia is going to double down on it being Pharrell. So it's funny to hear you say, no, I actually don't think it's Pharrell. Was it the voice or was it the clues that made you say, no, I don't think it's him?
No, the clues I was trying to do what you've been doing with the Chloe Kimmel, like trying to figure out how it fits. And then I heard the voice in the first song and I was like, okay, I don't think it's Pharrell, but I'm not 100. Then at the SmackDown, I'm like, okay, yeah, it's not him. Oops, I'm wrong. This is going to suck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it had to do with the music for me. Especially because I've also been listening, rekindling my love of Pharrell all over again these past couple weeks now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I was the same. I mean, some of the clues like didn't make sense also on top of it, but then it was really just the voice that sent me away. But from the clue package, the one thing that I really liked was in the yearbook, they had all these different mushroom like puns and jokes, which I thought were really funny because they had the mushroom like, oh, he was class president, which his quote was, get in good truffle. What does that mean? Get in good trouble. Is that a phrase? Is that a quote that people say? Get in good trouble t-shirts. Oh, John Lewis. Oh my God. Did I just find a quote?
Who's Don Lewis?
No, John Lewis.
John Lewis.
Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Well, anyway, he was the civil rights icon who passed away.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, this year. Anyway, okay. So, okay, fine. I just got distracted by that. I'll dig into that later, because what I really wanted to bring up was the fact that the other people in the yearbook were had really fun names. Like, there was Wood Ear Harrelson. It's supposed to be like Woody Harrelson, but it's Wood Ear because it's Wood Ear Mushrooms. And then they had Steve Inoki instead of Steve Aoki. And he was the EDM Appreciation Club, like part of the EDM Appreciation Club. Woody Harrelson, the Wood Ear Harrelson, was part of the AV Club. So they had a bunch of ones like that that I thought were really hilarious.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I did not pay attention to that nearly enough then.
Well, I had to pause to go back. It felt like very much an Arrested Development or BoJack Horseman moment where I was like, guys, there's jokes in the background. I must read them all.
Yeah. So my question here is, do you have any kind of guess about where we should be looking now with the mushroom? Or
well, now I have a John Lewis stumped? Quote to go off of.
Okay.
So,
so you're on a new path.
That's helpful. I mean, I really don't, because I had put so many mushrooms in the Todrick Hall basket, if you will, that I didn't spend any time looking elsewhere. And my other guess, I think I guessed Courtney Act, which is super embarrassing in retrospect. But
are there other people? Account.
I know, right? There are other people that I was considering. I just don't think fit any of these. The fact that it's someone who changed their name, also, I was like, well, crap.
That could be anybody.
No. Like, Todrick Hall never changed his name.
Well, right. But also, like, I feel like it's like, for example, the whole Weekend and Able thing that they were talking about. The Weekend just uses the name The Weekend for performing. So if it's someone, I don't know Todrick Hall's stuff. So I don't know if Todrick Hall goes by something else. Right. So then that's different. But I feel like it just opens the door for me, because I can't tell if it's someone who changed their name legally, or is it someone who changed their name like when they're performing? Like, Lady Gaga's legal name isn't Lady Gaga, right?
Right. Versus someone that legally changed their name.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think, though, that I have to completely restart. I don't know who this is.
We'll sort it out. We'll sort it out. It's fine.
And it sucks because I love the mushroom and I love the mushroom costume. Did you see? I finally noticed it in this performance that it has nail polish. Like, on the gloves, where the nails are, it's painted. Yeah, it's like painted with sparkly, like gold sparkly. I mean, I don't know if it's actually nail polish, but it looks like nails. It's so cute. I'm just like, ugh, it's so adorable.
I've been jealous of you having the mushroom on your team, low key. So
I know.
I feel you there. I do think that for me, not knowing who the mushroom is now, or having all my beliefs shattered, I have to go back and look at these clue packages over the weekend and see if I can figure out who this is. But also, it's kind of like, I don't know if I even should bother, because literally we're going to lose three performers next week. So we might just lose this person anyways. So
yeah, I know. Yeah. It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Big time. Okay, so where was I in my notes? There we go. So the performance was Unconditionally by Katy Perry. I love the forest in the background, the lighting was great, and the mushroom turned it out. I thought the mushroom did a really good job. And I don't really have much else to say. I thought it was just an all-around good performance, but it wasn't also like the best performance of the night. I think the best performance goes to the Jellyfish.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think ultimately I was happy with the results, like with the order that they finished in, essentially. You know, the opening of the performance was very airy. But then once the mushroom really got into the performance, I was like, damn, the mushroom's good.
Oh, the mushroom's real good. The mushroom is doing something that I feel like a few have done before, right? Where it's like, they're good, but also they're not giving you all of their goodness right out the gate. Because I feel like
he's holding back.
I 100%, because I felt like, and we'll get to it, I felt like the mushroom episode one versus the mushroom in the SmackDown were two different performers. And there were two different types of mushroom, and I loved both of them.
Well, this was more a button, that was more a shiitake, you know?
You're more of a Clemente.
Really got to mix it up. A proud of yourself? I mean, I know like four mushroom types and I used them all. So that's it. I'm out. I'm out of mushroom jokes.
All right. Well,
portobello. Oh my God. I'm so stupid. Portobello mushrooms.
That's too late. You don't even use it. You just threw it out there. Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say about the mushroom here before we dive into what the judges said?
No, let's port a bello on over.
I'm disappointed in you.
Get it?
I'm very disappointed in you.
I have no excuse because it's Friday and I had the day off. So yeah. I have no, like, oh, I'm tired excuse.
Did you know that Jaden Smith changed his name to Jaden?
What was his name before?
Jaden Smith.
What did he change it to?
Jaden.
Oh, just Jaden?
That's what they said on
like
the show.
Cher?
That's what they said on the show.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Can you legally have one name?
I mean, sounds like he did. Again, based on what we heard on the show, I'm taking their word as gospel right now.
Did Jaden Smith change his
name?
Okay,
this is not that important for you to search it.
Decided to go. Okay, he revealed he has decided to go solely by the name Jaden as it pertains to his musical career.
Ah, okay. So then, see, it could just be like a stage name conversation here.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So then we can just move on here.
Yeah, sticks to his full name when it comes to acting and charity work.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right. And before we go to the last performer here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back and ready to talk about everyone's favorite vegetable. Just kidding. It's the broccoli. So, Liana, would you like to take it away with the broccoli here?
Okay. So, the broccoli. Okay. Yes. So, the broccoli is the part. Sorry. We placed this. So, we're printing out picture. Well, oh, shoot. I don't. Okay. Never mind. Okay. So, the broccoli. Yes. So, I think that this the clue package, I was kind of half paying attention because I thought the broccoli was going to get unmasked. But the things that I wrote down were he's always had women fawning over him. He's the front man. And then we get to meet the two leading ladies from his life, which it's still unclear who these people are exactly. But we know that the broccoli is larger than life. We see the Jason mask as a reference, a moose head, five beetles, a die, some sort of ball thing, which I wasn't sure exactly what that was. And then we get this legend, this story about how he snuck into the local circus and cut holes in the tent so that he could watch the performances.
Yeah, that was wild. At this point, we know who this is. So it's Paul Anka, which based on how close we got to him after that big Frank Sinatra clue package the last time, I was like, okay, close enough. I'll take it. I would have known who he is by name. So.
I don't think we necessarily get a point here. No. We weren't as close as I was when I said a Tom Bergeron type.
No, shush, don't even try with your charity.
But I mean, yeah, the fact that it was Paul Anka, I was like, oh, he wrote for Frank Sinatra. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. We got that. Also, I think I said Tom Jones or like that Neil Diamond, that region. I was like, okay, yeah, we were close.
We're knocking on the door.
We were knocking on Paul Anka's door. But we definitely did not get the right answer.
No,
did we say the words Paul Anka? No.
Nope.
Did we come close?
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, ultimately, with regards to the performance of one broccoli, I thought this was fun. I really loved the piano vibes we were getting on the stage with all the piano motif. Really dug that. The song Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger. Love that as well. But he's okay. He's fine, right? He's very okay. The broccoli more so maybe than the squiggly reminds me of the taco from last season, or was like, oh, you're good. You're good at what you're doing, but also I just know you're not going to make it far. You know what I mean?
I can see that. No, I wanted to give the Broccoli more credit because I feel like the Broccoli did a really great job with the song choice, which I think, I guess, Tom Bergeron did as well.
Right.
When he was on, because I thought that this one, the Bob Seger old time rock and roll, was perfect. I was absolutely, like, oh, this is great. This doesn't really reveal any of the weaknesses in your voice, and it's just such a great song choice. The SmackDown song, I thought maybe once he got to the chorus was better. But I think it just goes to show that, you know, song choice really can make or break your performance.
Yeah, no, without a shadow of a doubt, song choice is big, big, big important when it comes to this. And I think that that's my thing, is that I thought that the song choice was brilliant. I thought that the song was done really well. It was fun. I was vibing to it. And it all just comes down to, especially this season, I feel like just the top two in each group is so well defined that outside of you going out of your way to give us a bombshell, you're going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 79.
Absolutely. 79.
Yeah. That's amazing. He's
fabulous
shape. Like, I loved it at the end when I started to jump ahead when he got on mass and they were like, those knees. Like, he's moving all around. His voice is also in great shape. Like, that was outstanding. I'm super impressed.
Yeah. Born in Ottawa, by the way.
He's Canadian.
Boom. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. He's Canadian, and I definitely he co-wrote She's a Lady, so one of my favorite songs personally. Yeah, I was happy to see him on the show. I think that it is challenging when you're in this type of format, because maybe we could have seen him like move on, because he still technically didn't make it out of the group stages, I guess, when if it was, oh, we eliminate three and then maybe we go to a different format, although I guess there were only five in the group. I don't know. This year is just so talented.
I feel like it'd be interesting if like him and the Banana were in a group together. Like I could see him taking the Banana spot on that season, kind of, where it's like, you're good, you're seasoned, but also like there's a lot more people doing a lot more like razzle dazzle, extra E or high notes that you're not going to hit that are going to be ahead of you. Mm-hmm. So no, I mean, ultimately I thought it was good. This is someone who I did not really know. So to see someone and learn about them is fascinating always. And someone who is, you know, done a lot in their career that probably goes unrecognized by some. I'm happy.
Well,
I'm
he said he was it. Like, he's like, I performed straight for 65 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, clearly, like he boy can get it. Just like if he wants that 42 year old in Chicago, like, bro,
yeah, that was the thing
it.
That was said.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
I was like, all right, fam, cool it. Get you some water.
Sorry, what are you implying here?
Yeah, special shout out to Robin Thicke for guessing correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. And then Ken went with Ringo Starr, which, you know, not a bad guess. Not the best guess, but not a bad guess.
Ringo's got such a, clear voice, though.
I don't know his voice. So, again, for me, it's, just based on the timeline, the five Beatles on the walls. Like, this couldn't have been the worst thing you could have said.
Yeah, but why would there be five? Did they explain that clue?
The one clue I will say that I saw them explain in the credits was that the whole TikTok thing is because one of his songs went viral on TikTok and was being used in a wide way.
Do you know that?
Do I know what song it is?
Oh, Paul Anka, How I Helped Discover the Beatles.
Oh. Okay. Paul Anka's taking credit for that.
Cool.
Cool. I don't know. I can't verify this. So do you, bro? Do you?
So do you know that to the TikTok song?
No, I don't know what the TikTok song is because I didn't write it down.
Okay, gotcha.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So your guess is as good as my guess. What is that? Stop mmming me.
Okay, well, what did you think of the backup dancers, the like piano men? Oh my god.
So,
no, not the piano man.
Oh, but that's memories right there. I thought they were fine. I didn't really have an opinion on them, to be honest.
It was like someone took a black leotard and then just sewed a little piano fabric on them. Made some creepy faces, but I liked the performance. I actually was focused more on the broccoli.
Yeah, same.
So I think that like good just goes to show he's like got such a stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
No weird animations.
No, nothing weird, nothing too wild with the broccoli. But I mean, it was very much on brand for the broccoli now that we know who the broccoli is. It was like, yeah, right. This makes sense. Why this was your choices. Yeah. Yeah. And then the, you know, Robin Thicke guessed it correctly. We talked about that. So then we get to the results section. And with the results section, as usual, one person is making it to the Super Six directly. And then the other two are going to go into the SmackDown. Bomb, bomb, boom, shocked. Jellyfish is going to the Super Six. The SmackDown is Brock versus Mushroom. Now, I would like you to talk about the two songs used here and how did you feel about them?
Okay, so first of all, when they were doing the SmackDown voting, I swear, I feel like someone's listening because we talked about how, there's these online people that got to see the show and we never get to see them. And maybe this is just the first time I noticed, and this is 100% my bad, but they showed little bubbles with little people in them. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the at home people. So you could look and see people voting with their phones. Like, I don't know if that was real. That could have been completely staged, but it made me feel like, oh, okay. Thank you for acknowledging the at home people because, you know, we know that people got to see the shows. So or the performances at least. Okay. So that was the first thing I wanted to say. So then for the two songs, so I think Broccoli did Take Me Down by Alabama. Take Me Down. Is that right? Is that the right song by Alabama?
I don't know the song, so.
I think that was the right one. Yes, Take Me Down by Alabama. Okay. And then The Mushroom did A Song for You by Donny Hathaway. And I mean, I thought again with the Broccoli's performance that once he got to the chorus, it was like, oh, this fits. I get this. I can understand why you chose this because it was perfect for his belting range. The first part was a little bit rocky. And then the Mushroom, again, sounds like a completely different person. The Mushroom better be someone famous is all I'm saying, because I'm getting way too attached to the Mushroom for me to be hit with another Dr. Elvis.
Well, so you're still very bothered about this Dr. Elvis thing. Why?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just am. It just feels like there's some weird, and I've mentioned this a million times, but like you can't have someone be famous because they were famous for being on your show. You know,
well, I don't think we're good. That was an anomaly. There's no way the Mushroom is like someone random again.
Well,
there's
I know. No, and the other, we've run out of doctors that have sung on the after show of The Masked Singer as well.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Like, that's
no, the- I think this is someone famous. I think it's going to be a, we're going to be like, aha, I see. Again, like, I think if we even go and dig through those clues from the last couple of weeks and the last couple of episodes with him, we'll probably start figuring it out right here, right now, potentially even.
Do you think it's someone who was it someone who was on Broadway? I feel like I remember that because I remember using that for why it could be Todrick Hall.
I feel like that might've been something that came up.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have to go through all of that.
Like was there like a Hamilton thing or no? Is that the Serpent?
No, that was a Serpent.
Okay. Why do I feel like there was one other person on this cast where you were like, oh, there's Hamilton references, like, again? I don't know.
The Serpent?
No, there's definitely, there was another one, I think, but we can move on. Yeah, so I ultimately, like, immediately with hearing the Mushroom, to me, I was like, oh, this is a voice on another level. Immediately, I was like, well, it's not Pharrell, so that's gone, but the voice is incredible. I'm more intrigued about the Mushroom now even than I was before. And I love Pharrell. So like the fact that I don't know who it is, I'm very excited that I don't know who it is going into the final six, because I think that potentially there's four people in the final six now that I think I feel comfortable in saying I probably know. And then the Sun and the Mushroom now are the two unknowns for me going in. So very curious about that.
Right, because, okay, so wait, so let's close out with our guesses and stuff, and then we can talk about the Super Six situation.
Okay,
go first. Because, yeah, well, no, I want to know who is your vault guess.
Yeah, I'm asking you to go first.
No, I'm asking you to go first.
All right, well, my vault guess was George Foreman.
Because, that's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. It's because of the whole like lean, mean broccoli, like broccoline, like my six pack. And I was like, hey, like this all sounds. And then the whole TikTok movement thing, I was like, well, George Foreman was an athlete. So, and the broccoline mean fat reducing grilling machine. I had one of those. I love those. The George Foreman grill is amazing. So I was like, that makes sense to me. That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah. So I remember this because you let me do a little bit of research for my vault guest for the first two episodes. And then this one, you made me, you were like, no, you have to write
down. Lock it in with me. Right. Let's do it together. Yeah.
Yeah. Drop it in the vault. And, I put Joe Mantegna because I saw the Godfather reference and I was like, Godfather and maybe a Criminal Minds reference. Honestly, I can't even remember. You know what I need to do next season when we do the drop it in the slot? I need to write down what I was thinking at the time. Yeah. Because I'm looking back at some of these guesses and I'm like, what the hell was I thinking?
I feel like we need to figure out guidelines for the next one, because do we want to do it where you are allowed to do a little bit of research that night
and lock it in, or do
we do it this way where we just right now, this is what we got?
I think, okay. So I think you can't do any research, but I think you have to make a guess right away because they have to. The thing is that the panel actually gets a little bit of time because they're not on an edited product. Like, I'm sure they perform and then like 20 or 30 minutes later, they get to guess.
Well, I'm telling you, like, I think that I got super lucky that I got two, because I mean, Busta Rhymes, I didn't get lucky. I knew immediately. Wendy Williams was a shot in the dark because of a WW. And like, I was like, maybe it sounds a little bit like, so I got lucky there. But I feel like there's a good chance we'll go 0-0.
I was going to say, are you saying that we're so bad that we need a little bit of help?
almost. But I also don't want us, because like, technically we do a little bit of research. If you think about it, we don't do a hell of a lot of research. So I feel like maybe we shouldn't be afforded that at all. We should just have to, that night, episode finishes, throw it in the vault.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't have to make a decision, thankfully, until next season.
Well, the good news is that none of us got a point here, and we can move on with the 2-0 that we are at right now. Right?
Drop it so, in the slot.
So we're down to 6 here. 3 are going next week. We're going to be left with 3 then. Then we're going into the sing-along. And then after that, we're going into the finale.
Yes. Okay. So next week is the 3-6 or the 6-3, right? Yes. This is the one that's going to be the bloodbath. So who are the contestants that we have? So obviously we have the mushroom and the jellyfish. We have sun and popcorn. And then we have crocodile and seahorse. Yes. Oof. Okay, so we're back to 3-3 on our draft.
A lot of water-based performers still here.
They're going to do it under the sea.
Under the sea.
So, okay, who are your guesses? Who do you think... you can either pick somebody who you think is for sure going to get dropped and someone who you think for sure is going to make it.
Okay, so I think for sure getting dropped, popcorn.
Yes.
And honestly, shoot, I think maybe the jellyfish. For sure. I would have said, I maybe would have even considered Liana saying mushroom, but after this, I think that the mushroom's got a chance to be in the finals. I think that those two are the more likely, like, well, you're going to get cut. And then the other four, it's like a brawl.
Okay. So we have the sea. Okay. So I agree with that. I think probably the popcorn and the jellyfish, not saying that obviously they can't sing. They're very, very, very talented.
Yeah.
I just think that the others probably have a little bit more to them.
Yeah.
I think then the question is who gets dropped in that last slot? Drop it in the slot, because the seahorse, the sun, the mushroom, and the crocodile are all super talented. My guess is that I don't know if the strong women will split the vote. So will the seahorse and the sun split the vote and only one of them makes it? Whereas like the crocodile is the razzle dazzle performer, so he will get all the razzle dazzle votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the razzle dazzle votes will be coming in for what's his name?
For crocodile. Because I would say that the crocodile is maybe should be in that last slot, and it should be seahorse, sun, and mushroom moving on. But because of the styles of the performances, they don't have really another razzle dazzle performer, unless maybe the seahorse could bring something.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to other seasons, right? And who was the performer they chose to put on their promotional material? And last season it was the frog. This season was the crocodile. So just based off that, it's like, if I want to look at it from a marketing perspective, like, why would you put someone who's not going to be there, right? But then also, I do agree with you 100% that there has to be one razzle dazzle at the finals. There just has to be. There has to be. And the only person that really fits that mold in a very, I have contention to win, is the crocodile, because the crocodile's voice is no slouch either, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, whereas last year we're like, oh man, the frog might win, but the frog's voice isn't really there, but it's all entertainment. The crocodile has a little bit of the razzle dazzle, but also has great vocals. So I think the crocodile is a shoe in for me. And then it really, like, we look at the three, right? We look at the mushroom, we look at the seahorse, and we look at the sun, and then it gets hard. But I'm also like, I feel like they've mentioned enough times, I feel like in different cutscenes, of like, the sun is the contender, the seahorse is going to give the sun a run for their money. I feel like if I had to, based on what we have right now, I would say the mushroom is going to go out as well, and it's going to be those three at the end. But I would love to see the mushroom at the end.
So. I don't know. I feel like one of the seahorse or sun will get dropped.
And you don't think there's room for both of them there?
I think then the mushroom and the crocodile, I think they're different enough. I'm just trying to think of how votes have gone in the past.
Right. In the past, it's been one female performer, two male performers at the finals, right? Every time.
Right. But I'm also just thinking of the diversity. So let's say the vote's legit, right? You're going to have people that think that because it's not ranked voting, it's just you vote for your favorite. You're going to have the people who are like, yes, mushroom king.
Do you think that is next week a 1 hour episode? Do we know?
It's 2 hours.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
There's
going to be, everyone performs at least once, right? And then we're going to have like at least one group song at the beginning too. Maybe. And then we're going to have three unmasking. So it's going to be like, all right, so the first person being unmasked is Popcorn. And then we're going to go through the whole Popcorn reveal rigmarole, then commercial, then back. And then we're going to get revealed. Then maybe they're like, okay, one person in the finals is, and then they'll go one back, one forth until we're done.
Yeah, I was just trying to think if they're going to do any type of like SmackDown performances or anything like that. I don't think so. I think we've got three reveals to get through.
Right.
Too much,
And I feel like it's all going to lean on votes, right? It's the top three vote getters, not just the top two are in the finals and then the last one has to go through a SmackDown like battle.
I think it's going to be based on votes. Top three make it through.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm ready to feel sad, even though I like all six of them, right? I'm ready to feel sad somehow. Something's not going to agree with me. I just have a feeling.
I think the only way I would be upset is if Jellyfish and Popcorn both make it through, then I think I'll be like, I'm sorry, what? Mm-hmm. Just because I don't know. They're also talented, because the Jellyfish could pull something out and make it to the final three. And I might be like, yeah, I get that. I see that.
Yeah. I don't know. It could happen. It very well could happen. It really could happen. And I think that the Jellyfish more and more has proven to me, no, you honestly have a better voice than, like, it's not like, you have a good voice for an Olympian or like an athlete. You have a good voice, period. So yeah. I could definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
So then, can you lock your three then? Let's be firm. Let's both lock our three in right now. Yes. I'm going to lock the sun, the seahorse. Sun, seahorse, and crocodile.
Crocodile.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
You can say samesies if you want to be on my back.
No, I want to say samesies. I want to say differences, because I think it's fun to be different.
Strong about mine.
Okay, do you think sun or seahorse is a stronger vocalist?
I genuinely think that personally, it's the seahorse, but I think that more people are looking at the sun. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say mushroom, croc, seahorse is going to be my final group. Mushroom, lock it in. Croc, so I'm losing seahorse. Sun, jellyfish, and popcorn.
Mushroom, sun.
I hope seahorse. I'm wrong. I hope in actually my true ideal world, it is mushroom, seahorse, and sun. And then I'm like, go home, lock it up. I've won the draft. No need for further Mass Singering.
No, I would love if my dream is that I beat you with my worst performer. Like the sun, like the popcorn wins the whole thing. That would be phenomenal.
Come through, Taylor Dane.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end here. It's a shorter episode, but also I feel like we're going to have plenty more to talk about next week to make up for it. And I'm very excited / nervous.
Are going to have a jam-packed episode.
That's right. So, Liana, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. What am I up to? Just like trying to enjoy life. You know, I'm not really podcasting about anything, which has been lovely to take a bit of a break. I am going to be on Renap this week. We are doing Choose Your Own Renap Adventure. So Mike Bloom and I are going to be coming on to walk through a Choose Your Own Adventure style novel with Robin Akiva. And so I think that that's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to pick what they want to do as a character. And so we'll see which horrific ending we end up with, because, you know, most of them end in death. So Mike and I have selected 4 different ones that they can pick from, which all are absolutely ridiculous. So if you are interested in that, that will be on the Rob is a Podcast main feed as well as the Renap feed.
Yeah, I was about to say, did you spoil this? But by the looks of it, you did not, because the poll is official.
Poll's out. Yeah. Poll is locked. We good to go.
Yeah. For my adventure, I choose to get excited for this podcast and listen to it. So that's what I'm choosing to do.
And also, we're playing Among Us Sundays.
That's right. Sundays, 5 Eastern. Yeah. You can find me. Twitch. Thank you. Thank you for the plug, Leon. I appreciate it. You can find me on all major social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch.tv. It's Puyaism for all of those. Like Liana mentioned, I will be back doing Among Us with friends and Liana included. Not that she's not a friend, but you know what I'm saying. That's 5 true. Eastern on Sunday. No, you know what I meant.
No,
you know what
I meant. No.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. And then also I did talk 90 Day Fiance this week once more. 90 Day Fiance the other way, still going on, and we're still going strong on the podcast. I had Jess Sterling on with me to talk about this latest episode. So that's already out and available on this very network, the Reality TV Wrap Ups Network. And I will be streaming other stuff on Twitch too. You can go there to find all the other material. And last but certainly not least, team, let's say this together. Let's let the leopards assemble right now. Okay. You're all leopards to me. If you would like to leave a rating or review for this podcast, that would be greatly appreciated. It's the best way for people to find us as the unofficial official podcast for Masked Singer. You know that we want to beat the frog and the frog's antics over on the official podcast. And in order to do that, ratings and reviews will help us be found more. It will help us be seen more on any charts. And as always, most importantly, it allows me to understand and learn what you might think about us. Whether it's good or bad, it allows us to improve the podcast and make sure that you are getting the best possible Masked Singer content out there. So if you can do that, I would appreciate it. You can find that over on robiswebsite.com/MaskedSinger, M-A-S-K-E-D, Singer, 1 word. And you can leave your rating and review there for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now we've come to the end of this voyage. We are on our way to the Super 6. But in order to do that, we got to wait a Super 6 days or so until we get there. We'll be back to talk about all of that and unmask you then. Take care. Have a good one. And make sure you keep your vault guesses clean. Bye.